So, who was the Buddha? The first thing that we have to observe, the first point that we have to make clear is that the word Buddha is not a proper name. It's not a name like John or Francis or Mary. It's not a proper name at all, but it's a title. And the word Buddha means one who knows, one who understands. And it also means one who is awake, one who has woken up, as it were, from the dream of life, who is awake because he sees the truth, he sees reality. So this title of the Buddha, the one who knows, or the wise one, or the enlightened one, or the awake one, this title was first applied to a man whose personal name was Siddhartha and whose clan or family name was Gautama, and who lived 500 years before Christ in the area which is now partly in southern Nepal and partly in northern India. We know, fortunately, quite a lot about his early career. We know that he came from a well-to-do, even a patrician family. Tradition sometimes represents his father as having been the king of the Sakya clan or tribe. But it seems more likely that he wasn't so much the king as the elected president of the assembly, the clan assembly, and that he held office for 12 years with the title of Raja, and that it was during this 12-year period of office that his son, Siddhartha Gautama, who subsequently became the Buddha, the enlightened one, was born. So he was born in this sort of family, against this sort of background, as a young prince, or patrician at least. We know that he received what was, by the standards of those days, a very good education. He didn't go to school. Education really has got nothing to do with going to school. It's not really clear whether the Buddha could read or write. But we know that he had a very good training in all sorts of martial arts and martial exercises. We saw something of those in a more Buddhistic form this morning out on the lawn. And we can imagine the young, the future Buddha, as spending his time more in that way than in browsing over books, much less still reading newspapers and things like that. And he learned by word of mouth from the wise old men of the clan, of the tribe, the various traditions, the genealogical lists, the various beliefs and the superstitions and the ideas, and so on. And he led, on the whole, a quite comfortable, a quite well-to-do sort of life, had no particular responsibility. His father apparently was a very affectionate, even a doting parent, married him off when he was quite young, some accounts say when he was only 16, because, as you probably know, in India in those days, as usually today also, such things as marriages are arranged by one's parents. It's nothing to do with oneself personally. It's the affair of the family. It isn't your individual concern. So his father arranged a marriage for him. He married a distant cousin, and in due course a son was born to him. And you might have thought that he led a happy and comfortable and pleasant enough existence.